So East Oneida Creek, the easiest way to think about East Oneida Creek and it and its service area is everything from the railroad tracks and south goes to East Oneida Creek.
Okay.
All the sewage. And then everything from the railroad tracks north drains to Tecourt Creek.
Okay.
It's just a break point where everything flows two different directions. And either you put in a lift station to move a drainage area to East Oneida Creek, or you build a treatment plant to treat that drainage area.
Okay.
So Tecourt Creek is a lot smaller. Tecourt Creek is, their permitted flow is 410,000 gallons a day, where ours is 2. So it's a lot smaller wastewater plant, but it's in a very, very tough area to build on. It's right behind Henderson Falls. That's a flood zone. And there's some challenges to doing the same stuff that we did at East Oneida Creek with Tecourt Creek.